Well, good morning and welcome to the Team Glacken Monday Morning Motivational Call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be your moderator and host for this morning's call. Every single Monday, we come together to get our business off on the right foot, to be thinking ahead to the week and what we want to accomplish in our Shackley businesses. We do a lot of different topics here. We've done product topics, business topics, personal development topics. And today's going to be a little bit of a conversation that started last week out at the Masters meeting. I think many of you know that I was gone for a week. I was out at Shackley's headquarters. Once a year, there's a Masters Growth Summit that occurs at the home office, and we talk about different topics about how to move our businesses forward and share what's working, what's not working, those types of things. And what we really spent a lot of time talking about last week that I think is very applicable to the group right now and what we can talk about here is what's happening in the marketplace and why it's so important to have our business model be simple and easy to explain and really help people get in quickly. And a lot of that is just because of the way our society has changed so much. I mean, if you think about how people get information these days, people want everything fast. They want it quick. They want to be able to click a button and have the information in front of them. There's actually some statistics right now that were shared with us at this meeting from Roger Barnett, who is our chairman and CEO, obviously, and also from Heather Chastain, who is the Shackley president of North America. They were sharing statistics about the length of time that people are willing to watch videos and even gather information. And you're probably not going to believe this because I was actually stunned. They said in about 8 seconds, people decide whether they're going to watch the rest of a video or whether they're going to click and move on. And so, you know, when we're talking about Shackley and when we're, you know, getting into conversations, we have to keep people engaged. We have to keep people in the moment with us or else we're going to lose them. And so I thought we would have a little bit of a conversation here about that because so often, you know, we start talking about Shackley and we have people's eyes glaze over. We're all looking to get those appointments to sit down with people, and people don't want to, quote, unquote, waste time. And so people are really hesitant sometimes to sit down with us. And so we have to figure out how to make those meetings happen, how to meet people where they're at, how to ask the questions to really pull information out from people. So when I talk about simplicity and making our business simple, and when I also talk about the way people are these days about how people want information quickly, what are some thoughts that come up for you guys? What are the first things that you're thinking about in terms of your own business or just even your own experiences with people these days? What are some thoughts? No thoughts?
Hi, Jennifer. This is Chicago. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you. I think I was probably not as surprised by the 8 seconds. It is shocking, but I think people are so overloaded with information right now between emails, between Facebook, between the news, all the rest of social media that I think they really are just trying to figure out, is this important, is this not important, because my brain is about to explode. And I think, so it is really important for us to kind of figure out a quick way to get to people. And I think sometimes the other thing that happens is there's some jading that happens about network marketing and about people trying to sell them things. So I think kind of keeping that in mind and really trying to connect with them and something that would be important to them is kind of what I've been trying to figure out.
The host has joined the conference.
I am not sure what just happened, folks, but my line got shut down, so I don't know what happened for you guys. I don't know if everybody was still able to stay on the call or not. Tina, when you were speaking and I got cut off.
Jennifer, you're still here. We can hear you.
Okay. Okay, good, 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 good. So, Tina, did you get to finish what you were saying? I don't know if people got to hear what you said because I got cut off.
Yeah, I did finish.
Okay, would you mind saying it again so I can hear what you said? Yes.
Yeah. I was just saying that the 8 seconds is shocking, but it's not shocking just because people are so overloaded with information right now. They're getting bombarded constantly. And it's actually, I was just reading an article over the weekend about downtime not being the same thing as being on Facebook and things like that. So people really are just getting overloaded with information. And then also they're slightly jaded about our industry, some folks are. And so they're very weary about being approached or being, you know, sold to. So really trying to connect with something that's important to them
in that 8 to 10 seconds or 10 to 15 seconds is kind of what I've been trying to figure out for myself.
And it's so important to figure out how to ask the questions that engage the person. I was in a conversation the other day. I was doing a one-to-one this past week with a new gentleman who is actually an electrician. And so I wasn't really, you know, he was interested in learning about Shackley as a business, which I thought was kind of interesting because he had been in the electrical world or whatever you call it. He's been an electrician for 30-some years. And he was looking for residual income. And we talked for about 30 minutes, and all of a sudden at the end of the 30-minute mark or 35 minutes somewhere in there, he looked at me and he said, you know what? He said, I don't know anything about you at all and about Shackley. He said, all you've done is asked me a bunch of questions. And he said, I really appreciate that you've just gotten a lot of information. He said, but I know nothing. And I thought that was a really interesting statement because I had been asking a lot of questions and I had been gathering information about him. And it took him about 30 minutes to figure that out, that I was asking a lot of questions. But it also was interesting that he felt like at the end of that time that he didn't know anything about what I was sharing, and because I hadn't talked. I had just been asking questions. And so he wanted to get some information, which, of course, makes sense because he's trying to make a decision about Shackley. But I think it's important that we ask questions, but then it was sort of that aha moment for me in that moment is to say, you know what, I have to give him some information too. It can't just be about asking questions. And I think that, you know, we talk so much about ask questions, determine their needs, figure out how Shackley can meet their needs, but we do have to provide how Shackley meets their needs. And so that was sort of my little aha for the week as far as prospecting when I was out there talking to people. So what are some other thoughts around this conversation? Is anybody here shocked by the 8 seconds? Is anybody shocked about the fact that we have to get information out to people quickly? I'll take that as a no. Got a quiet group this morning. So what do you guys think about, are you sharing the business in a way that's quick and easy? Are you getting people's attention? Do you know how to ask those questions to engage people in a conversation quickly?
I do not. I would love to learn more about that.
Okay. Since you're the only one who spoke up, we're going to go down that path. Thank you, Ms. Tina. So if we are talking to somebody, you know, so actually, Tina, let me ask you a couple more questions around that. So tell me what you mean by that when you say, yes, you'd like to know a little bit more about that. So if you're in a conversation with somebody, are you having a difficult time engaging them in Shackley conversation, or are you having a difficult time just engaging the conversation?
I think more so the Shackley path, and not that it's necessarily difficult, but I think doing it quickly and genuinely is probably the trick, you know, listening to at the leadership conference, you know, it was great to hear him say that he never gets no's because he has an opportunity to ask all these questions of people. But I think depending on where you are in your business, sometimes you need to do, like, getting conversations with people a little bit differently. And so just kind of trying to figure all of that out.
Yeah, well, from a Shackley perspective, you know, when you're talking to somebody and so let's just say you're having a nutrition conversation. Let's go down the nutrition path first because I think that's sometimes a little bit easier for folks. So you're talking to somebody and, you know, this weekend I was talking to somebody and they said that they were tired all the time. And I said, oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. And so my first question was, how much protein do you get? I mean, it's just become sort of a natural thing for me to just sort of ask some questions around nutrition. You know, how much protein do you eat on a daily basis? And so the person started going through the list, and it was like, well, I eat rice cakes for breakfast, and then I have a Clif Bar at lunch. And I'm sitting here, and all I'm hearing is carbs, carbs, carbs. And so at some point I said, oh, I said, if you ever want to know how much protein you're getting, you could kind of do like a little bit of a diary for yourself. And I said, because typically if you start your day with protein, your brain's going to function at 100% and you're just going to feel better. But, you know, making sure that you get enough protein is also going to help your energy level. And so we got into this whole nutrition conversation, and by the end, this gal bought a Vitalizer. So it was because she felt like she was missing out on nutrients. Now, obviously, I think she's missing out on protein. I was really hoping she would do the protein and the Vitalizer, but she got the Vitalizer. We'll get her into protein down the road because she really needs protein. But it's just about learning how to ask those trigger-type questions. The electrician, on the other hand, the way I got into that conversation was more of, you know, so, you know, I met this person. I found out that he's an electrician. I say, you know, how long has he been an electrician? He said 30 years. I said, wow, you must love what you do. He said, yes, I love what I do, but I'm not prepared for retirement. So he actually threw that out. I didn't have to ask that question. And so the minute he said, I'm not prepared for retirement, it was really easy for me to say, well, tell me more about that. What do you mean you're not prepared for retirement? And so we went down this whole conversation about how he doesn't have enough money saved and that, you know, once he stops being an electrician, he really doesn't have this great retirement plan that's going to pay him to not work. And he's worried about, you know, the physicality and whether or not he can continue doing it for a long period of time. And so it opened up a whole door of conversation. So, Tina, let's go back now to, you know, sort of your comment there. So which piece, tell me out of both of those conversations, maybe which piece is sort of that tripping point for you, and we can dive into that a little bit more.
So I guess what I was focusing on was the 8-second piece. So if you don't have, you know, enough time, like if you don't have 15 minutes or half hour to talk with someone, that was kind of what I was thinking as, like, you know, a 10 to 15 second way to kind of get someone's attention, I guess, is kind of what I was.
Okay. And I think that is when maybe I misunderstood what Shackley was even saying. So what Roger and Heather were saying was more from an online perspective, that we have this short little clip of time to engage people. I think that's a little less true when you're face-to-face with someone. I don't think that somebody's going to turn around and walk away from you in 8 seconds. So are you talking about on the phone or are you talking about on the Internet?
Got it. No, either way, if it was mainly Internet-based, you know, that makes sense.
Yeah, because I think what they were trying to share was just sort of, you know, how people are trying to build businesses online and people aren't understanding that it's not going to be the same online as it is in person. So you can't expect somebody to sit there and listen to a 30-minute health and wealth presentation. Now, obviously, if somebody comes to your house for an event, they're not going to expect it to be 8 seconds long. You know, they've driven to your house or they've come to the house. They're there to gather information. And so a 30-minute health and wealth would work in that situation. But even if you take a look at the 30-minute health and wealth presentation, I actually did record a 10-minute health and wealth, and unfortunately the recording did not come out well at all. So we need to redo that here. And actually I've got that scheduled to get it redone. But, you know, trying to have those short clips, that short information to sort of pull somebody in, if you're trying to really get somebody to watch a video or you're getting somebody to even just engage with you, 10 minutes online, that's a long time. So even a 10-minute health and wealth might be too long. You know, so Shackley's trying to figure out, how do they get shorter videos? How do they get more engaging information? How do they communicate the Shackley difference? So let me just stop there for a second and just see what other comments or thoughts are coming up for folks, and then we can go down a couple of different paths here.
Jen, can I just add a piece? It's Teresa.
Please.
Well, it's all about the content that you're putting out, right, if we look at online, because you want it to be interesting to people. That's why they're going to follow. And so when I also look at when I'm talking to people, again, I think about the content that I'm talking about to people. So what I'm saying is, you know, I'm making it about them, like you mentioned, to get into those conversations. And then how am I making what I'm saying sort of interesting? And I'm selling the sizzle, right? So it's no different online, because it doesn't matter how many people you have following you and all those pieces of what you're putting out. The content is boring. Nobody's going to want to be interested in it. So I think it also comes from being enthused when you talk about Shackley or health, you know, because it is engaging, right? You've got to make it engaging.
Yeah, really important point. And I think that if we are doing all Shackley, 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 that's not engaging. And I don't mean that we shouldn't occasionally do Shackley, but if you really look at, you know, who is successful online and what people get locked into and what people follow information that they're interested in, that's exciting to them, that really is fun. And so if you're just posting, you know, buy Shackley and here's the benefits of this product and here's the benefits of that product, people don't buy into that. And one of the things, Eric Worre, a lot of you have read his book, the GoPro book, and we've talked a lot about, you know, the industry training and the importance of industry training and going to some of the GoPro events even to get better industry training. One of the things that Eric Worre talks about when he talks about social media is it's important to brand yourself. Like, people have to want to follow you. And so I think that's what you're sort of talking about there, Teresa, is, you know, are you putting something out that's engaging and exciting? Are you putting something out that people want to follow, that people are excited to be a part of? Because if you're not, people aren't going to continue to watch and read what you're sharing. And I'm always trying to figure, okay, you know, how do I get people to have a conversation even? So I'll post a quote, and some quotes, you know, get a lot of conversation going, which is fantastic. But really, it's more the personal pictures and stuff. When I was out at the home office last week, a lot of the pictures and things that were posted, people were engaging in conversation around that and asking questions and making comments. And that's really what you want to have happen, especially if you're trying to build something online to whatever degree you're trying to build. And so, Teresa, go back to, you know, posting things that are interesting and engaging. Talk a little bit more about that. Like, what are you putting out there, if you're willing to share, that's engaging and interesting?
Well, first, I'm Maggie. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Somebody was speaking. I'll stop.
It's Maggie from Clearwater. I have actually recently started my Instagram back up and have been posting like crazy on Instagram, Shackley stuff when I'm at Shackley events, or even personal stuff. And I've noticed my followers are just growing and growing and growing. I haven't quite gotten the engaging on people more interested in Shackley, but when I post the personal stuff or I post the Shackley stuff, I mean, I get likes like crazy and followers, and it's really building. So I'm hoping one day, you know, something will strive for come out of that, but they are engaging in my pictures and what I post and everything, and I've had people tell me that I'm inspiring, and I've never had anybody tell me that in my life. So that's real encouraging to me, and it keeps me going and going and going. So, yes, definitely get the personal stuff out there and the business stuff at the same time.
Absolutely. And so what were you going to add, Teresa?
Not at all. Branding yourself, right? So like you mentioned, and I try to brand humor with nutrition. So because that's who I am, and so I try to get my personality out online. So, you know, I think about, excuse me, my voice this morning, I'll make comments about maybe if it's a snowy day and I'm driving like Mario Andretti, and maybe luckily I have my energy too. So somehow I tie, because that's who I am as a person. Obviously, if your personality is in humor, you're not going to suddenly start putting that out there. But I try to show my personality online, and I think that's really important.
Well, it is, and I think that's, if you even go one step prior to that, you've got to sort of figure out, and I'm not saying that we all don't know who we are, but we have to sort of figure out our Shackley personality. You know, who are you online? Who are you first off in your home and in your life, and who you are as a person, and then how do you communicate that online? Because it's not as simple to do sometimes, especially if we're a little bit more quiet. You know, like you just said, Teresa, like with the humor side, that you are humorous, and so it's very easy for you to sort of throw the humor in there. And I think a lot of us have our little quirky humor and our little quirky things about ourselves, and so how do we communicate that online? Because that is what people get locked into and engaged with. And so how do we share that? Is it through our pictures? Is it through our comments? Is it through the quotes that we're posting? Is it through the way we use the Shackley products? I don't know if everybody saw, and I don't remember where it was on. It was on one of the Sharing Shackley pages that somebody had asked a question about an ingredient, and people were saying, oh, my gosh, you know, I can't believe Shackley uses this one ingredient or whatever. And Dr. Daggy wrote something that was actually hysterical, and it really showed his humor. But he talked about how it's only dangerous for this product if you would snort it. And I thought, you know, obviously we're not crushing our Shackley vitamins and snorting the Shackley vitamins. Well, let's hope we're not. But it was really funny how he put it out there. And I thought, see, that's exactly how we need to, that's how we need to be online, is we need to have our humor come through. We need to have our personality come through. And so thanks for bringing that piece up, Teresa. So when you're thinking about that, does anybody have any questions or comments around that? Is everybody doing that? Are you getting your personality out there? Because that's probably the first step for engagement. So, you know, Tina, if you go back to some of your, like, sort of your question, okay, you know, how do we do this? How are you engaging people? Is your personality coming out so that people are drawn to you first off? And then because they're drawn to you, they want to know more about what you're doing. Any thoughts or comments around that? Hopefully everybody's minds are sitting here ticking and thinking.
Hi, this is John from Northern Michigan. Good morning,
hey,
everyone. So yesterday I was driving home from a long commute, and this NPR news story was on a I've happened to be Christian, but this guy was a monk, and he has a tweet, and he's, you know, getting all these millions of followers, and he was saying, well, I just say, you know, take the time to listen to whoever I'm with. You know, I mean, just simple, simple things. And they're like, wow, oh, that's amazing. You know, so, which is wonderful. And that's what we're trying to do, engage with people. How do we engage and create interest in what we're doing? For me, you know, I'm thinking, well, how do I start an Instagram account? How do I start a tweet account? That will come in the future, I think, as I grow and know more and stuff. And I literally have questions from my group or people and that I talk to, and, you know, I might post those questions. I might ask questions. For me personally, how do I say, hello, neighbor, I have this product. I think it's going to help you. Would you sit down and talk to me for 15 minutes so I can make a sale? It's not necessarily what I'm telling them, but in a sense, I do want to help them. And in the end, they have to buy what I have. And I do believe, quite honestly, that it will help them. And so, you know, it's like generating income. How do we generate that basic income? Because in my business, I have cash flow, you know, really strong cash flow in the summer months. Very difficult cash flow, and you're trying to get through each month and different, and I'm trying to level that off where I have a business that will fill the gaps where my cash flow is really low, or I have greater expenses. Kids are starting to go see the dentist. They want to get swimming lessons and all these other things. So how do we generate that basic $100, $200, $300, $400 a month of cash flow? That's my question, honestly.
Okay, well, and I think part of that is developing that solid base of customers. And so what you just said a second ago about, you know, that, hey, neighbor, I have these products, I think the key goes back to, hey, neighbor, how are you, right? So trying to talk to the neighbor, trying to talk to people, and really ask questions.
Right.
Sort of when I was when I was walking you through before, when the person said they were tired all the time, you know, asking, you know, so tell me about your diet. What are you eating? What are you not eating? So that you can get into a nutrition conversation. When you see somebody and they say their kids have ear infections all the time, or the kids are sick, well, tell me more about that. What are you doing for the kids? So that you find out, oh, my gosh, they're on antibiotics, or, oh, my goodness, you know, the parent's trying to find a natural solution to help their kids. Everybody's willing to talk about their challenges because people actually do like to talk about themselves. But we have to be willing to listen and ask questions. Instead of wanting to share Shackley, because that's our mindset is, oh, I know Shackley can help the person in this situation. So take that off the table. Don't go in trying to share Shackley. Go in as an investigator. Go in as a person trying to figure out, what could I help them with? What products could Shackley help them with? So that you can really go in and investigate, ask questions, determine what their needs are. And the more you find out what their needs are, the easier it is then to share Shackley. You know, I would have never gotten to Protein and Vitalizer if this person had stopped the conversation. But because they had all these questions and they really were wanting to get better and wanting to feel better, they were willing to share. And I think that's really the critical thing here. Because the more questions you ask, you'll be able to identify which Shackley products are the right ones for that person. You really will.
Thank you. Yeah, that's
good.
Get really good at telling and asking the questions. That's, you know, okay. Excellent.
Yeah, with each and every person. Yeah, and really it's an art. It's a skill set that you have to develop. And so you have to practice. So you've got to go out there. So maybe today you just decide, okay, I'm going to have three conversations with people I really don't know. Get in a phone or get, you know, maybe you're at the gas station. Maybe you're at the post office. Maybe you're at the bank. And just start asking questions. Now, the first few times it's going to be challenging because you're like, okay, what do I ask? How do I ask it? And then all of a sudden you'll start to notice different things. You'll notice maybe that somebody's sneezing, or you'll notice that somebody looks like they don't feel well. Or, you know, there's little things that you'll notice, and so you can ask questions. You know, oh, my goodness, it looks like you're, you know, tired today. Or you see somebody yawning a lot, and, oh, my goodness, it looks like you're tired. That's a great door opener into maybe they had a bad sleep night. Maybe they were up all night with the kids who were sick. Who knows where that conversation is going to go? Maybe they even have to work the night shift, and then you're in the business conversation about, you know, extra income that would not have to be the night shift income. So just be aware of people and ask enough questions. Don't try to share Shackley too soon. Probably my best advice is, you know, make sure you ask about 6 or 7 questions before Shackley ever comes up. And I think that's actually a good rule of thumb also when you're looking at your posting on Facebook and Twitter and all these different accounts that people have on Instagram, is you know, about every eight posts, seven or eight posts to put a Shackley post up so that it's not all Shackley, 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 that people are engaging and they're learning about you, they're connecting with you, and then they figure out that you sell Shackley or market Shackley because you do have some Shackley stuff out there, but it's not all Shackley, Shackley, Shackley.
Right. We just very quickly, I met a guy with my kids yesterday. My wife was shopping, and we happened to be next door to a Toys R Us, so naturally we went into the Toys R Us, talked to the manager. He's like, well, yeah, I can see. We talked about Amazon. We talked about various companies online and so forth. And he said, I can see how the sales in the last 5 years has been diminishing. And it's going, I don't know if I'm even going to be here 5 years from now because this store may not exist. So naturally, I'm like, wow, okay, this guy, maybe he's 29 years old, smart guy from downstate. And so he's got a 7-year-old and he's trying to make his way. And naturally, that's an opportunity, you know. And so it's just a matter, again, like knowing how to ask the right questions to lead people in the direction we want to go, more or less. But it's good.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's, like I said, it's an art form. It's a skill that you have to learn, and if you don't get out there and practice. And so if you're sitting here on the call, anybody who's sitting here on the call and thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm not quite sure what to say. I don't know how to ask those questions. I don't know which direction to go in. It's okay. What you want to do is you want to take the time to practice. You know, say that you're going to have three conversations. And don't put the pressure on yourself that they have to be Shackley conversations. Just say, I'm going to have three conversations today, and I'm going to just ask questions. And the more you ask questions, you'll see. I was coaching somebody one time, and we were doing some role-playing, and she was sharing with me some of the conversations she had had with some people. And we were walking through the questions, and you could see that none of the questions she was asking were taking her down a Shackley path. And so I pointed that out to her. I said, okay, you do realize that with this question, you're never going to get to Shackley. And she didn't realize that. At first, she thought she was doing a really good job because she was asking lots of questions. And so that's sort of the first step, is to learn to ask the questions. And then the second step is to learn to ask questions that are going to lead you down a Shackley path. If I start talking about your house and your decorating and your yard and your cutting of the grass or, you know, what kind of lawnmower you use, none of those things are going in a Shackley direction. But if I talk to you about cutting the grass and, oh, do you use that for exercise, I'm opening the door to exercise, which could take you down a health path. If I ask you questions about, you know, your house, and I ask you about, you know, do you have the money to decorate like you'd like to, or do you have the money to get the furniture that you want or the remodeling that you want, now I'm in a potential business conversation. And so we have to be aware of the questions we're asking and thinking through how does that take us down a Shackley path. If you're trying to engage people on social media, what questions are you asking there? Are you asking questions that could potentially take you down a Shackley path, or are you asking questions that are not going to? Now, sometimes you don't necessarily, you know, as I mentioned before, every seventh or eighth post to do something that's Shackley related. So you don't have to have it all be Shackley, 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 and that's what we don't want, is for it to all be Shackley, Shackley, Shackley. So sometimes you might be asking questions and engaging that are not going to lead you down a Shackley path. But when you're in a personal conversation and it's really important that you're trying to gather information, try to ask questions that could lead you down the Shackley path. And so that's going to take a skill set. Like I said, it's going to just take some time to practice and figure it out.
Yeah.
So we are right at our time here. And so I appreciate all of the conversation, the questions, the comments. Just remember this week, as you're moving into the week, practice asking those questions. Think about engaging people, trying to have those conversations that are going to be quick, that are going to get you to a Shackley conversation quickly. And then if you're sending out video clips, be aware of that. Just be aware, like when you're looking at some of the Shackley stuff, okay, we've got some Shackley Difference videos that are really long, and then we've got some shorter Shackley Difference videos. Which ones are you posting? Are you posting the ones that people are more likely to watch and to actually sit there and watch the whole thing, or are you posting the things that people are probably not going to watch because they're too long? So just be aware of that. You know, our society has definitely changed. People want things quick, fast, want it at their fingertips. And so how are you marketing Shackley in a way that meets the public's needs where they're at today? So I hope everybody has a fabulous Shackley day and a fabulous Shackley week. We will see you same time, same place next week. Goodbye, everybody.